Vamos.
Okay, let's try this shit again.
I just did like an hour. Not an hour, like 30 minutes of a podcast and didn't even goddamn record. I hate when that happens, man. But I'm out here right now getting my car worked on. So, once again, I figured I would go ahead and hit y'all up. Well, let's talk about this New World Order shit, man. Let's talk about this medical martial law right now, which, once again, it's just dog training. It's designed to get you used to taking fucking orders, man. That's all it is. So, I mean, don't say I told you so. I mean, I told y'all when this shit first popped off, man, it doesn't make any sense. 2 and 2 ain't coming out to actually be 4, man. I mean, they got this so-called pandemic popping off. It only kills 1% of the world's population. And, you know, they going through all of this bullshit for nothing, man. I mean, I'm looking at the news. You ever watch one of these news channels? Yeah, one of these news channels, man, where it's just nothing but a whole bunch of COVID-19 vaccine. You know, you would think that this was Ebola, you know, something that kills your ass 80% of the goddamn time. But no, it's not like that. It only kills 1% of the people that it actually infects. And these motherfuckers got the nerve, man, to just keep plastering this shit all over TV, man. Propaganda's a bitch, man. I mean, if you repeat something over and over and over and over and over again, guess what? It becomes the truth, even though it's total bullshit. I told y'all, man, that this was the main goal and the main aim of this shit, bruh. Real nigga shit. So, We got to know, we got to understand what the main goal of the social engineers is, man. The main goal is transhumanism, to reach a singularity in which they become the ultimate masters of humanity. And they need to cull the population, and not only cull the population, but create more docile humans, right? So enter Bill Gates. All right. You ever ask yourself, what does a software engineer have to do with vaccines? Where did he get his medical degree? No one's asking these goddamn questions, man. You know, he's been playing Dr. Frankenstein all over the world, especially Africa. From what I hear, he's wanted for crimes against humanity because of some of the vaccines he's been disseminating. For some of those vaccines he's been disseminating. So, yes, we got Bill Gates, software engineer who knows computer code. Your DNA is nothing but a computer code in biologic terms. Series of ones and zeros, binary code, so to speak. Bill Gates, software engineer, he knows a little bit about programming computer code. Therefore, he's going to know a little something about programming your DNA. It is alleged that these vaccines will somehow, some way have nanotech in them. And if you take these vaccines, it's going to somehow, some way alter your DNA. Now, if you go on Facebook and they fact check that shit, of course, they're going to say, there's no way that you can alter DNA. That can't happen. Okay. I mean, you've been lied to before. I don't trust it. They going way too deep, way too hot and heavy, man, about this vaccine. You want everybody to get this vaccine. So once again, it's going to fuck with your fertility. It's going to make you more docile. It's going to make you more susceptible to brainwashing techniques. Yeah. It's going to domesticate you even more than you are now. Have any of y'all read Aldous Huxley's Brave New World? Well, that's what they're trying to create right now. But yeah, man, think on that. Why in the hell would they want you to take a shot so goddamn bad for something that only kills you 1% of the time? Hello? Why would they have a software engineer who knows computer code? Why would they want him to disseminate this shot, this vaccine? Who the fuck is Bill Gates? Did he go to medical school? These are things that, you know, people aren't asking, man. And I like for shit to make sense, man. Big Mike likes for shit to make sense. That's right. And a software engineer, a man who knows computer code, stepping to me, telling me I have to take a mandatory vaccine that he is the creator of, I'm definitely looking at you with the side eye. But yeah, we are on the precipice of a brave new world. How it ends up, I'm not necessarily sure. Like I said, you have two alternatives here. You have Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, in which you love your slavery and you love your servitude, or you have George Orwell's 1984, which will be an overt, cruel alternative. You will hate your enslavement. You will hate being under the thumb of the government. I mean, I am seeing an absolute lot of parallels between what's going on now and a lot of dystopian movies that we've seen. I mean, we got this cancel culture going on. I mean, we got a lot of book burning going on. We got a lot of shit that's going on that, like, you only see in what was that movie? I can't remember the name of that movie. It had Christian Bale in it, man. But him and another black, he had a black actor with him, man. Shit, man. can't remember what it was, and they were the masters of this thing called the gun kata, and they were supposed to go around and destroy and burn everything that gave you feelings. And the violation was called sense offense. So they went around burning books, paintings, literature, you know what I mean? Anything that gave you this notion to think for yourself. And oddly enough, they were highly dependent upon pharmaceuticals to destroy your feelings, to get rid of sense offense. Can't remember the name of that goddamn movie, man. I think it came out around the same time as The Matrix. But which way we turn, I'm not necessarily sure how it's going to play out or how it's going to end up. To me, it would make more sense for them to opt for a more Hunger Games type scenario, which is kind of like in between George Orwell's 1984 and Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. You know, a more Hunger Games scenario is probably how we're going to end up. Best case scenario would be a Brave New World, because a lot of people who were enslaved, or pretty much everyone who was enslaved, didn't know that they were slaves. They were slaves to a system that pretty much gave them what they wanted. As long as you knew your role and you stayed in your place, everything was fine. As long as you did not aspire to be something greater than society deemed you to be. But yeah, man, are y'all ready to see that, you know, there's something going on here? Are you ready? I mean, they're already gearing you up for universal basic income, getting you used to that concept. And they're doing a masterful job at it, too. And they're doing a real good job at it, too, because, like I said, since this shit has been popping, these females that I know, they have found such... A lot of females that I know, they have found a way to manipulate the system so that they get paychecks damn near every week. Therefore, they no longer need to trick and hoe. They're doing quite well right now. Mm-hmm. Government is flooding the whole monetary system with money. You know, I can't see us doing this. Yeah, I can't see this going much longer, man. Unless we go over to some other type of currency. So I think they're deliberately flooding the economy with these dollars, with this fiat currency, man, so that they tell the American people, like, hey, look, we got to get rid of this system because it's just not going to work anymore. We got to go to something new. You know, and everybody keep asking me about Bitcoin, like a lot of my players in the Patreon, in which I'm spitting to right now. Big Mike knows zero about Bitcoin. I don't know shit. I have not. You know, I'm a dinosaur when it comes to these things. Man, I remember when it came out about 2001. And I fucked with it for a little bit. And then I stopped. You know, I don't know. What is that thing, man, where, you know, you set it up on your computer and a Bitcoin basically gets created. It's like a Bitcoin maker or something, man. It creates a coin every fucking 2 weeks or some stupid shit like that. I'm like, what the fuck is this? You know what I mean? No doubt it's most definitely probably evolved. Ah, okay. Here's my car. I'm going to have to holler at y'all in a minute. I'll be right back. Thank you.
All right. Riding back in the saddle again. Big Mike Almighty Triple X Shell, baby. Let's see here. So just keeping y'all abreast of the situation right now, man. It's a big push for that vaccine. A push like I've never seen before. And it's just amazing to me that, you know, ain't nobody looking at this shit with the side eye like, wow, they pushing real hard for this shit. You know what I mean? Like, how come they never pushed this hard for the flu vaccine? Which kills just as many people. Maybe this COVID shit allegedly kills a little bit more. But I really don't see why there's this big push for this vaccine, man. Especially since they know that the vaccine's supposed to mutate and it's supposed to change, just like the flu virus. That's why the flu virus is never really 100% effective. But, you know, they want to shoot you up with this shit. And it's not going to be any more effective than the flu vaccine. So you got to look at the whole total, the sum total of all the parts, man. And then you got this gender war. And the gender war has basically come about because the social engineers are upholding the power of the woman above the man because they want to deliberately wreck the family dynamic. Because the government wants to be daddy, if you will. Government wants your children. And the government wants to displace the man in the house as, of course, the dominating influence. So the only way to do that is to uphold the woman above the man and to get men to simp and to get men to acquiesce and to get men to turn gay. And to give all the power to the women. And that is why you see it just being saturated in social media. In the movies, online, in books, video games. Girl power. Women are the best. Men ain't shit. They just drill it. They just keep shoving it down your throat. Ad nauseum. And which is why, you know, I just had this very bad taste in my mouth about coming to America too. Because, I mean, I'm so sick of this woman, I am woman, hear me roar shit. I'm like, come the fuck on. Can we get any sort of entertainment where you are not just force-fed this bullshit, man, of women are the most awesome thing ever. Jesus Christ, man. I mean, when I seen in Coming to America, when I seen these females, these little girls beating up Wesley Snipes, beating up Blade. It just took me out of the movie. I know it's a comedy. I know you're not supposed to take it serious, but god damn, man. Come on, bitch. You can't beat up Blade, bitch. I don't give a fuck, man. What happens? He's always going to be Blade, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And when I see him taking an L from some prepubescent girls, I'm like, ah, come on. Shit, what is this bullshit, man? But yeah, man, that's what's going on, man. You know, they forcing the vaccines, man. They burning books, man. They telling you where you can go and what you can say and what you can think, and like they gonna be mandating vaccines pretty soon. I mean, of course, they say the vaccine is not going to be. Of course, they say that the vaccine is not going to be forced upon you. But if it gets to the point where they say you can't buy nor sell lest you have this mark. I mean, technically, they're not forcing you to take it. They're not coming to your door, knocking on your door saying, hey, you need to take this vaccine. They're not going to do it that way. They're going to basically have a situation where you can't enter into a lot of places. You can't enter grocery stores, you can't go to schools, you can't go to gatherings, you can't do a lot of things socially that you're supposed to do just to get along, just to survive, lest you have this vaccine. And that's where we're going with it. Now, Big Mike, will you take this vaccine? Well, since I am on fucking dialysis, right, and I'll be pretty much on my deathbed if I don't have dialysis. What if they say, Big Mike, you can no longer get dialysis unless you take this vaccine? You'll no longer be permitted on the premises of the dialysis facility unless you take this shot. I have no choice but to take this goddamn shot. You know, because like I said, this ain't mark of the beast type spiritual, you know what I mean? If you take it, you're going to burn in hell. You know, this ain't that type of shit to me. You know what I mean? It's devoid of spiritual repercussions. It's all about the physical realm to me, right? And my goal and my aim is to live and to survive. So I'm not too much on the biblical aspect of this, because this is pretty much what was spoken of in the Bible, the mark of the beast. No man will be able to buy nor sell lest he take the mark. What I mean by the mark is just not with this vaccine, man. I mean, they have technology where they can laser imprint a certain code on your skin to let people know that you have been vaccinated. Did you know that? All of this is just gearing up, man. Y'all ain't seen shit yet, man. We are in the baby stages of some fuckery, of some bullshit. And right now, they're just climatizing you, man. They're just acclimating you to get used to it. But what the fuck do I know? I actually know a lot. I've been reading up on this shit for years, bro. For years, man. All I can say, boy, I can't wait to get my motherfucking stimulus check, nigga. Oh, I am going to floss and ball out of control. That should let you know that, yeah, I'm technically broke these days, man. If you were sitting around waiting on a fucking stimulus check, nigga, you're broke. Shit. Yeah, boy. Like I said, this whole, you know, kidney thing, this dialysis thing, you know, took a lot of wind out my sails, man. I have not been able to really keep up on a lot of things that, you know, funnel money into my bank account, man. So I'm just now getting my energy back, and the fog is just not really clearing. So hopefully I'll get back on my hustle and get back on my grind and get this money flowing again, man. Shit. And that's why, you know, I'm extremely grateful that I have cats out there like y'all, who are my patrons, that help me survive during this pandemic. Okay, here is the postal service, post office. Did they drop off the mail at my crib? Did they drop off a surprise package for a brother? Did they drop off a stimulus check? More than likely not. Let us see. I don't see no mail in there. Be right back, y'all. Well, nope. They did not deliver the mail yet. So, off to run some more errands. Put some gas in the ride. That's what I need to do. So when you look at everything individually and you piece it all together, it's just like a big old puzzle, man. You look at the concentrated effort to emasculate men. You look at how society is giving women and children carte blanche to dominate the masculine male presence in the home, the men. Uh-oh. Ambulance. And of course, we're looking at gun grabs. The elites do not like you being able to defend yourself against enemies, foreign and domestic. They give you this speech about how evil and dastardly guns are, But the elites are running around with bodyguards. Not only are they running around with bodyguards, but guess what? They're running around the planet bombing and killing folks with all sorts of ordinances. And they've got the nerve to tell you that, you know, violence never solves anything. You can't be violent. Man, violence is an integral part of revolution. That's the only way you're going to stop this encroachment right about now, to be honest. Because they got you by the balls, man. You know what I mean? That's just the stone cold reality of it. So yeah, they want to take your guns. They want to tax you into oblivion. The government knows the first rule of the pimping. Always keep your hoes broke. Always keep them on a steady grind. Real nigga shit, man. Real nigga shit. They got to keep it so that you're always out here trying to hustle, trying to make ends meet. You are not allowed to have leisure time. You're not allowed to have time to think, trying to think your way through this shit. You don't have time for it because them babies need diapers and you got to eat. And your bitch is steadily complaining and whining about, you know, how come we ain't got this and how come we ain't got that? Yeah, that's what's going on right now. And that's why Trump was a problem, because motherfuckers was eating. People was getting a little bit too high and mighty for their own good, man. And they was like, ah, man, he is fucking up the first rule of the pimping. Nah, he's feeding these motherfuckers, man. He, you know, shit. They like, oh, no, you got to go. So it got to the point where they said, well, even though we're going to expose ourselves, we're going to decloak, we don't have a choice right about now, because Trump has made it so that we got to do something drastic to get this motherfucker out of here, man. Real nigga shit, man. We got to get this nigga up out of here, man. He is fucking up the flow. And are y'all irritated to the point now, or excuse me, for everyone who supported Biden, do you regret that shit yet? I mean, he's doing shit that, I mean, like, are y'all smoking dope? He's got the border wide the fuck open for illegals, man. Are any of y'all asking yourself, why would you do that? Why would you have the border wide the fuck open for illegals? Well, I know why he's doing it, right? Because, you know, that's the new voter block. Fucking Hispanic illegals to make your black ass obsolete. Yeah, real nigga shit, man. He's basically told Black Lives Matter and all black organizations, Joe Biden, to go fuck yourself. You know what I mean? He signed all sorts of executive orders for a lot of gay and transgender organizations. Then he opened up the floodgates to have transgender men participate in women's sports, which is stupid as the fuck. Why would you do that? Well, I know why he's doing it. Because one of the things that the social engineers pride themselves upon is order out of chaos. They will create order out of chaos, and that's just one of their chaos moves, man. Create as much confusion and chaos as possible. No doubt. And that's exactly what, I mean, come on, man. There's a lot of shit that just don't make sense, that's very illogical. And that's what they want to do. They want to just stun you with a lot of illogical shit. It's just going to be like sensory overload. You're just not going to be able to believe some of the stupid shit that's going on. But the sensory overload will be so monumental. And it'll be so hurtful to your neural circuitry that you're just going to shut the fuck down. You're not even going to have the energy or the coherence to fight back. Because you're just going to hit sensory overload. Your senses are just going to shut the fuck down with all this illogical shit that's happening, man. Oh, there's so much bullshit going on, man. It's unreal. And you know what? I'm very glad and I'm thankful that I'm not raising boys anymore in this environment. I mean, it was already bad enough a while back, you know what I mean, in the early 2000s. I mean, you get to see it then. It was encroaching then. But I don't have any children to raise anymore to rear in this shit, man. I can't imagine trying to raise a son in this gynocentric, gay-ass environment, man. I mean, when I go out, when I go to, you know, any sort of public place, man, I hate to say this, but, you know, I gotta do a double take. I gotta look twice at individuals that's walking down the street, because these boys that's walking down the street, man, they don't even walk like boys, man. They glide. They saunter like bitches, man. And then, you know, they got these gay-ass braid hairstyles with the braids on top of their head like pom-poms and shit. And, you know, they got tight-ass jeans on. And, you know, you just, it's just saucy. It's just gay. Just the gayness just exuding everywhere. And then they, man, come on, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I'm disgusted and I'm sickened to my stomach with the shit that I'm seeing, man. Yeah, I gotta take a double take. I'm like, you know, I'm like, I'm not sure if that's a boy or a girl. You know, I gotta get up real close to see. I'm like, okay. Because there was a time, you know, you could just tell by a motherfucker's walk. You know, like, that's a man or that's a male child. But not anymore. Like I said, these dudes, like I say, they glide. They walk buttery. And I'm like, boy, you walking real saucy. You got a saucy walk. Man, it's disgusting. Dun, dun, dun. Get this car washed. Man, ain't nobody here washing their car. Beautiful. Big Mike is in it. In it to win it, son. So, yeah, this is the tinfoil hat update, man. Hope y'all enjoyed me venting. Yeah, it is a brave new world, man. We are entering the Hunger Games phase, man. We on the precipice of some bullshit, man. Beijing Biden, he is, you know, he's doing his work for the social engineers, for the unseen hand. And especially China. China is an integral part of this. And really, when you look at any sort of dystopian movie that America has, man, China is the main culture. I think I've seen that in The Running Man. I've seen it in Blade Runner. What else did I see it in? I see it in like a lot of video games where, you know, the major cultural influence is China or the Orient or Japan, but mostly China. So, yeah, they let you know exactly what's going to happen before it happens. So, yeah, that should be it, man. I think I've said enough on this. People, you have been duped, you have been hoodwinked, you have been bamboozled, and no one has been more hoodwinked and bamboozled than the Negro. How many times are you Negroes gonna keep falling for this fucking bullshit okey-doke that the Democrats keep force feeding you, man? Yeah, boy. Trump was all set to, you know, show y'all niggas some love, man. Give y'all some real cheese, man, with that platinum plan. Y'all gave it away to Biden so that he can empower gays again. Same thing that Barack Obama did. God damn, man. How do you niggas keep falling for this shit? Like, Jesus Christ, boy. But never let it be said that propaganda is not a motherfucker, man. It was that TV that convinced y'all to go against y'all's best interests. No shit, man. Like I said, my people IQ is on fleek, man. My people IQ is second to none. I know what's best for me, and I know what's best for the collective. And it sure as fuck ain't Biden, and it sure as fuck is not the Democrats. Malcolm X warned you niggas, man. Look, do not be falling for the bullshit, the banana in the tailpipe from these Democrat liberals, man. Don't do it. Don't fall for it, man. Shit. And y'all keep falling for it, man. Well, for the most part, more so black women. Black women more so empowers the liberal Democratic left, because they get those motherfucking kickbacks, man. They get those programs. They get that Skrilla. And so, you know what? It's kind of hard for me to, like, disrespect them on that, because if I had someone who was giving me rhythm and giving me love like that, it'd be hard to vote against that. But Donald Trump was actually trying to empower the man in this situation. He really was. He was trying to...
pull into the wash bay.
Ah, shit, y'all. Hold on. Yeah, like I said, Trump was trying to give men some rhythm. He was trying to put men back in the family. He was trying to bring back entrepreneurship and businesses. Give men a way to actually take care of and support their families, man. You know what I mean? Government doesn't want that. They don't want entrepreneurs. They don't want extra businesses. That's why this pandemic is very important to them, because it weakens the very backbone of American society, which is entrepreneurship and businesses. They want to starve out small businesses and mom and pop businesses and mom and pop stores. They want it so that the only thing that actually survives will be your Amazons and your Walmarts and your Googles and, you know, anything that's a major... player or distributor of goods. Oh, shit. Okay, I'm at the car wash, and I done forgot what the fuck I was saying while I was in the car wash. So I guess I'm gonna go ahead and close out the show on that note. But, yeah. We done stepped in it, man. We knee deep in the bullshit these days. These are the last days. And not necessarily the last days in a bad way. I don't know, man. Hopefully the social engineers will be kind. I can't see any real logical reason why they keep the majority of Negroes around, to be honest, because most of you niggas is just taking up space. You know, I've heard the argument. See, I keep saying I'm going to close the show, but I keep running my mouth. But anyway, I keep hearing the argument they're not going to get rid of a lot of people because, you know, I mean, what's a god if he doesn't have people to worship him? You know what I mean? And I understand that part, but we're not saying that they're going to get rid of everybody. You know, they're going to keep some underlings, man. They're going to keep peons, man. They're just going to get rid of most of you. Shit, there's no reason to have all of these goddamn peons, man. There's no reason to have all of these useless eaters taking up space. So yeah, automation will be brought in. You will be replaced. You will be relegated to nothingness. And the remainder of people, they're going to serve their purpose. They're going to consume goods. They're going to do their fair share of worshiping at the altar of the social engineers. Because believe it or not, I mean, make no mistake about it, the social engineers need people to worship them. They need plebeians. They need peons. They need slaves. They need serfs. So there's no way they're going to get rid of everybody. But they do want to get rid of a substantial amount of you. I'm not going to say us, because I'm not part of that shit. My vision ain't blurry. I see what the fuck is going on. I refuse to be put in the same category as the useless eater. Fuck that. I'm gonna have to stop and get me some gas. That's another thing. These high ass gas prices. Thanks, Beijing Biden. Appreciate you. He fucked around and, you know, he destroyed the, I forget what it was called. You know, it's that pipeline that was going through the middle of the United States up to Canada. He said, fuck you. No, sir. We're not going to do that. We're not going to be energy independent from overseas oil. Oh, no. We're not going to do that. No. So thanks to this cocksucker, man, you know, gas is shooting up to $3 a gallon and shit again. Oh, come on, man. You motherfuckers put this dipshit in office. Yep, back to the fuckery. He done already started bombing Syria again. At the gas station, about to get raped.
Thanks, Biden. Is America like ancient Rome?
Is America like ancient Babylon?
I told Jaren I'd be back with the niggas in the Dodge and the camouflage. But it at the Taj, a million niggas, no mirage. Creeping and we're creeping in your little white huts. 20 million niggas chanting, I don't give a fuck. It's on, the switch got flicked, but who did it when that shit was committed? Fuck that, with my Mac. Niggas getting crazy, cause Ren is in the front. With supreme wisdom, bumping on a blunt. Train by my side, tearing up shit with his bulletproof vest, still yelling double S. The whole community is up in a rage. Cause niggas moving their clothes to the white motherfuckers and make them as slaves. And then they put these sellout niggas on the TV and try to calm down niggas like you and me. But fuck that shit, cause my eyes are closed. Cause we ain't got time to be fucking round with them hoes. So I see you at the grave where we bury them. Even motherfuckers that went out and even married them. Now it's time to attack, take this motherfucker back. Bring it on and it's on.
Attack, attack, Babylon, Babylon. 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 Attack, attack, Babylon.
Here comes the doom, so listen to the tick of the clock. Can't keep niggas off your block. Don't forget we got the clock. And the sawdust, and the tray eights, and the deuce deuce, and the niggas in the pen breaking loose. So Ren will conduct this, but I pull up my dick and say suck this for the niggas that say fuck this. That ain't down to step foot into the car to commit the 187 with the nigga they call Outlaw. But who gives a fuck who pulls the trigger? Cause I know some bitches that shot up a gang of niggas. Getting off the reservations, breaking up the dots. Doing this with 15 shots. Babylon the Great, look at the bitch while she falls. Dying like a motherfucker with no one to call. Now it's time to attack, take this motherfucker back. You bring it on and it be on. Shaking, niggas don't be waiting. Niggas be constantly making. Niggas with no hesitation to fuck up in this nation. To murder that Caucasian, the Asian invasion.
So here we come, come, come. My nigga Rhythm D is on the drum, drum, drum. The Mayday, oh it's a dreadful day when no motherfucker can come out to play. It goes, niggas letting off and the shit is all that. So stay inside the house if you ain't down, cause you might get caught up, you sad face clown. Then I'll bring you to your knees for fucking with these, fucking with niggas, that's a hive of bees. It goes stinging, but dumbass niggas keep singing. No time for singing, too busy swinging. So it's time to attack, take this motherfucker back. Y'all bought it on, so now it's on.
Attack, 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 baba la, baba la.
Babylon, 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 Babyl